You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather in Chicago joins us to look at the weather forecast. Mike, I think it's going to get cold. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's going to get cold. It's just a matter of how cold it will be in the Midwest.
Well, it will be sharply colder. There's no doubt about that. We'll see temperatures that will end up being way below average for late November. So a rather chilly end to the month as we move over the next week or so. The interesting thing at the moment is that if you look at temperatures in southwest Oklahoma, they are actually in the low 70s right now. But then you go just around 400 to 500 miles straight north into western Nebraska, and it's only between 11 and 13 above zero. So we're talking about a 60-degree temperature spread across a relatively small area and a flat area at that. And that just gives you an idea of what's coming. We won't see either one of those extremes, but we will see the shift on over toward coldness over the next couple of days.
How cold will we be here?
Well, that's a real good question. At this point, we think temperatures will end up around 10 to 20 degrees below average on a couple of days. But the main coldness will actually focus just a tiny bit to the north. Now, we'll be seeing high temperatures below freezing in the 20s on several days of the next week. So it will not be the warmest of times. We could even see low temperatures into the 10s as far south as central Illinois. So this is a very cold air mass for this time of the year, and really for any time of the year. This is more of a January-type situation that we're looking at. But it does look, at the moment at least, like most of the coldness will focus a tiny bit further to the north on the Great Lakes and into Canada.
Does it tell us anything about the rest of the winter months and what temperatures and snowfall might be like, or is it just an aberration?
Well, that's always a good question, and it's always a difficult question to answer. Me personally, I wouldn't think that it has a whole lot to do with what's coming up. The only time you really start to get great correlations, well, there's a few different scenarios between weather now and weather later in the winter, are when either you have a strong La Nina or a strong El Nino, which would mean that ocean temperatures out in the Pacific are much above or much cooler than usual. When you see that at this time of the year, sometimes that will mean something for weather across the Corn Belt. The only other way is if we were to have a lot of snowpack. Now, at this point, we don't have a strong La Nina, we don't have a strong El Nino. We have very high confidence that neither one of those will develop over the next 2 months or so. So it's not going to be a big factor for our winter weather forecasting. We also don't have a whole lot of snowpack. When you get a lot of snow, you see a lot of cold temperatures because that becomes a feedback mechanism to keep the cold weather coming. Until we get deep snowpack down across the central U.S., we wouldn't really have high confidence in any particular scenario going forward.
And finally, we better quickly check the weather in the southern hemisphere, South America, Brazil and Argentina.
Well, right now it's looking great for both Argentina and Brazil and even Paraguay. There are some dry pockets that have developed over the last couple of weeks across Brazil and into Paraguay, but we've seen significant rainfall over the last couple of days in some of those drier areas. And it looks like a real wet pattern is coming up for the key soybean and corn region of northern Brazil. And so because of those reasons, we don't really think there'll be a large problem for Brazil in the near term. In Argentina, we have a dryout period that's taking place right now. That's good news for them. So right now they're planting because of the dryness, and it looks like a few more thunderstorms return around Sunday, Monday. So not a whole lot of problems to talk about in South America.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather. He's in Chicago, Illinois. And that wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.